Coming up on All Access.
Love ya.
You're an NFL player. You live in your dream. You're Monday Night Football.
Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Playmakers.
And it's underthrown and intercepted.
He's haven't been able to build anything yet. So it's going to take one play after another now. We got to get rolling here.
Looking for Grant, and he leaps, comes down with it over Butler. Touchdown.
Mentally tough. Learn to play inside through your job. All right, we can do this.
We have to move on to Pittsburgh. We've got to move on quickly. They're the best team in the AFC, so there's a lot to get ready for there.
You know, I learned a lot about how to build a team as I was able to kind of climb the ladder there.
It's about building the team, not necessarily collecting talent.
I'm doing good now that I'm back on the football field. It's definitely been a challenging year for me personally, but you know, thankful to be back out there with my teammates this past weekend.
The Pats' eight-game win streak came to a crashing halt under the lights in Miami on Monday night. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. One game blip or a symptom of bigger problems? We'll find out Sunday when the Patriots cap off their three-game road trip when they travel to Pittsburgh to take on the AFC-leading Steelers. This game has major postseason implications. A Patriot win clinches a ninth straight division title. A loss could potentially knock them out of a first-round bye. We'll preview Pittsburgh. But before we do, a look back at the sights and sounds from Monday's mess in Miami.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
We got to relish each opportunity we get out there, man.
Love you.
You're an NFL player. You live in your dream. You're Monday Night Football.
Yeah, baby.
Go get him, huh?
Don't get no bigger than this,
Todd.
Monday night.
Hey, how go? Let's go both sides of the ball. We dominate all night.
This is the dream. This is what you talked about. Now it's time to go do it.
Let's make plays. Let's play for each other now.
We're
going to
take each and every one of us. We're
going to
win
the happy.
Yes.
Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Playmakers. Get your ass on three. One, two, three.
Get
your ass. Let's go. Intercepted. Just haven't been able to build anything yet. So it's going to take one play after another now. We got to get rolling here, all right? We just got to start putting good plays after good plays, possess the football, go out there and stay out there for a while. You got to think about that now. We got to get this done. Let's go.
McCourty on a safety blitz. Wraps him up and throws him down.
That's it. That's it. You got me?
Tom throws it out for Gallows, makes the grab with one hand, right-handed. Bergen diving to the end zone. He for the Patriots, 9-6-0.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go, big guy. Nice. Good drive, buddy.
Throw for Lattery at the 5. It gets to the pylon, diving in for a Dolphins touchdown. Miami regains the lead.
Let's do something with the ball now.
Let's score, boys.
Points and those points after the half. Come on, let's go.
Let's get dogs, my boy. Let's go. Big drive right here.
Brady takes the step. Bergen runs through a hole up the middle. Gostkowski swing to the right leg. And that kick is good. Looking for Grant, and he leaps, comes down with it over Butler, touchdown!
Hey, mentally tough! Learn to play inside, do your job! All right, we can do this, it's 10 points! We got a lot of drives left, string it together, all right?
Brady fakes it to Amendola, throws it to White, makes the grab, dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Nice call.
Pumpsy pumps it, now he goes down. Tom has time, fires out to the left side. Again, not even close.
Oh,
incomplete.
My God.
Well, that is certainly one we'd like to forget. And joining me now at the top of the show, Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And here's the question. Was that a one-game hiccup, or is it a sign of things to come?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to go to the hiccup. I think they've played pretty well, pretty consistently. Eight-game winning streak. Played very well on the road, Mike. Long winning streak there as well. They do have some things that I think bear watching, and we'll have to keep an eye on some of those, as we go down the stretch. And you know, we'll see if they can get it together. But right now, I'm not going to, lose any sleep over one loss.
Still one of the top teams in the AFC, going to face one of the top teams in the AFC, so very well could lose another game. I don't think that means they're not a contender in the big picture, Steve. Still have a lot of weapons on offense. They're going to have some players coming back on defense that should help. This was just a tough spot against a team in Miami. That was their Super Bowl on a Monday night, I think, between what the Patriots had going on with injuries, some not having Gronkowski, and what Miami was playing for, just a bad combination for the Patriots.
What do you think of Brady?
You know, that's one of the things that I want to sort of keep an eye on moving forward. I don't think he looks healthy to me. I think he's dealing with some stuff. We see every game, Mike, at least once, he seems to be looking at that hand, concerned about the hand. He's on the injury report, missing practice ostensibly with an Achilles injury. I don't think he has moved as well maybe over the last month or so as he was early in the year. I think he's still good in the pocket, still good at buying time, but something to keep an eye on.
Accuracy and decision-making are the two things we always talk about with Brady that he's excellent at. And right. I thought in this game, both of those were off. They weren't at the Brady level. And it always interests me how when Brady has a poor game, the response, especially in recent years, given his age, is this the end? I mean, to me, that's way extreme. I mean, it's one game, but I mean, it was one troubling game that you saw him not play at the level usually.
And
plays
a little
at.
Bit of a trend now. You don't see Tom throw too many interceptions. That's three games in a row with at least one. To Mike's point, this was a poor game. I don't think the previous two fell into that category, but not quite as sharp. The offense in general has not been as productive as we've seen it the last couple of weeks. I think, six out of the last 8 weeks, they've been under 30, which I know that's a lot of points, and we have gotten spoiled with how productive they are. But again, something to keep an eye on. If the health is causing the mechanics, like Mike talked about, to be affected in any way, that could be a problem.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. That's great. Right, we'll see you later on in the show. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we'll introduce you to our high school coach of the year. But first, we sit down with Captain Matthew Slater.
It's been challenging, not only physically, but I think mentally there's an aspect that you have to deal with.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. It's the biggest game of the year and has been circled on the calendar for more than a month. Dan Rhodes tells us how the Patriots have to turn the page to get ready for the Steelers.
The Dolphins beating New England for the fourth time in the last five meetings of these teams.
No hat and t-shirt just yet after a disappointing loss Monday night at Miami.
We're focused on winning every game we come out and play. And when you don't do it, it's frustrating.
No time to feel bad on a short week, as the Patriots needed to quickly move on from Miami and on to Pittsburgh.
You got to respond. When your back against the wall, you got to respond, you know. Not only just in football, just in life here. So we got to. We got no choice.
You know, we got to drop everything now Miami, with the Miami weekend, move forward. Or, you know, like I said, it won't be a good Sunday for us.
More Patriots comings and goings this week. Tackle Marcus Cannon heads to season-ending injured reserve, while the Pats welcome veteran wide receiver Kenny Britt.
He's a Rutgers guy. Do we need to expand on that? He's a good guy. Joy to be around, always upbeat, always smiling, ear to ear. Physical guy, obviously big-bodied guy. You know, I'm excited for him.
With three games left, the Pittsburgh Steelers are an AFC best 11-2. The Patriots next at 10-3. Up for grabs Sunday, a bye, and perhaps home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Been in competition for years and years now, and a lot of history in that organization. So, you know, whenever you play them, it's going to be a tough football game.
Also Sunday, Heinz Field, a tough place to play, but also a chance to silence a stadium.
Electrifying atmosphere, the fans show up, the terrible tiles are going, the juices are flowing, and they play well at home.
They don't make it easy on you, so now for us, it's just being on alert, and, you know, we're going to try to go out and, you know, play the way we play too. You know, these are always pretty big matchups, and this is a big one for both of us.
Sunday will mark the 31st time that these two story franchises will meet. They're 15-15 against each other. The Patriots, 9-11 in Pittsburgh, but 5-2 at Heinz Field. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriot Special Teams Captain Matthew Slater. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now that I'm back on the football field, it's definitely been a challenging year for me personally, but you know, thankful to be back out there with my teammates this past weekend, and hopefully I can stay out there the rest of the year.
You're not used to being away from the team. How was it for you?
Well, it's been challenging, not only physically, but I think mentally there's an aspect that you have to deal with. And it's certainly been tough, but I've had, you know, people support me along the way, including a lot of people in the building. So I'm thankful for that, thankful for their support. And like I said, just thankful to be back out on the field. And, you know, it's my goal to be out there the rest of the year.
You guys don't lose much. So when you do, it's a big deal. How's this team handle the losses?
I think we've handled it the right way. You know, obviously, we understand that we didn't play well enough. We didn't do anything well enough to win on Sunday. Credit the Dolphins for that. But now we have to turn the page and refocus ourselves on a huge challenge this weekend. And I think that's where we're at right now. All we're thinking about is the Steelers and doing what we can to prepare for them and hopefully have a good outing on Sunday.
When I say you don't lose much, let's go back in time. This is your 10th season. You know what your record is in regular season games? Your record on the Patriots in 10 seasons?
Well, it's great to see Matthew Slater back on the field. A career record of 120-37 as a perennial Pro Bowler for the Patriots.
That's kind of hard to wrap your mind around, having that kind of success, especially in a league like this where it's so hard to sustain success. But I think it speaks volumes to our organization, the leadership that we have here, starting with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and then, you know, obviously a player like Tom who's been so consistent for us. But it's something that's tough to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we all realize how fortunate we are to have been around this for so long.
When you win, things seem perfect around here, you know. But now that you've lost, does Bill Belichick and the coaching staff have your attention? I mean, do you guys pay more attention?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to correct you in saying even when we do win, things are not perfect. And I think we know that. And if we don't know that, we're reminded of that weekly. I think here we are always in the business of trying to improve ourselves, never being complacent. And then obviously when you go out and perform what we did on Monday, even more so do you need to hone your focus in, and really make sure you're on top of your thing, you know, your assignments and things heading into the game the next week.
After coming off the loss and the way this team bounces back, do you feel like you are at a good stage right now where this team can bounce back? Are you pretty confident you'll come back?
I certainly don't think that we've lost any confidence as a football team. But that being said, You know, every team's different, and it remains to be seen how we're going to respond. We'll find out Sunday, 4:25 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We'll find out, you know, what type of team we have, what type of mental toughness we have, you know, how we respond. I know we're going to have a good week of preparation. I know that we're going to try to do everything right during the course of the week, but ultimately it's about performing on game day.
Last question. You think the guys in that locker room get it? They realize what's at stake here, how big this game is?
Certainly. And if they don't, they're in the wrong locker room. This is a high-stakes game. We've worked all year long to play in a game like this, and everybody knows what's at stake. And from here on in, they're all high-stakes games. So we have to bring our focus, our energy, our effort, our execution on Sunday, and hopefully it's good enough.
Go get them.
All right.
All right. Matthew Slater, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
To honor Coach Paul Funk of Dennis Yarmouth High School as our Patriots High School Coach of the Year. The Dolphins capped off a perfect 13-0 season with a dominant performance in the Division V Super Bowl. In recognition of the award, the Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $2,000 to the Dennis Yarmouth football program in the name of Paul Funk.
I was fortunate enough in high school to win the state championship. I actually get back with the guys I played high school ball with, and we still feel proud about what we've accomplished.
Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett was on hand to make the presentation. Funk is now one of 32 nominees for the NFL's Don Shula High School Coach of the Year. Congratulations on this well-deserved award and a fantastic season.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Now Coach Belichick joins me. And Coach, we sit here each and every week, and fortunately we've had a lot of weeks where you've won a lot of football games. We sit here and talk about complete performances, all three phases of the game. Fair to say Monday night, it's kind of the flip reversal of that, not really what you were looking for in all three phases.
Right. We just didn't do enough to get it done. And we just have to do a better job in all three areas if we're going to expect to win a game like that.
Yeah, and I know you're real quick to turn the page because you got to prepare and get ready for that next team. Obviously, it's a short week playing on the Monday night. Don't you really have to take the time, too, to review some of what transpired in Miami from a situational standpoint to convey that to the team as quickly as you can, then flip the page?
Right. Well, it's a fine line. There's only so much time, and we have to make the decision of deciding what things need to be reviewed. And we have to move on to Pittsburgh. We've got to move on quickly. They're best team in the AFC, so there's a lot to get ready for there. So we've got to try to find that balance of making sure we correct the things we need to correct. Otherwise, they'll show up as a problem.
We've sat here before and we've talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and one of the first names you would bring up was Ryan Shazier. Obviously, a lot of prayers go out to him. Unfortunate injury that he did suffer. But when you look at them on tape, how have they tried to replace him? Is it about one guy? Is it, you know, a system of guys? Are they playing anything different defensively? Because he's a backer that could run and cover.
Right. Their system is pretty much the same. Matakevich took his spot in the Cincinnati game after Ryan got hurt in the first quarter, and then Matakevich hurt his shoulder, and they signed Sean Spence, and Spence played more last week. L.J. Fortz also played for him some in some sub-situations, and William Gay has been used more in the dime type of role as opposed to the normal nickel that they in many cases play almost every snap in passing situations. It's kind of, they've kind of evolved into a little bit more of a the use of the dime defense as well with the six DBs, so they've had to modify some things. The structure of the defense is the same, but they've moved some pieces around.
Bottom line, we've been here before. When all the prep's done, you step on that field. It's a December game. It's a big game. It's going to be cold. It's Pittsburgh. This is sort of what you live for, too, right? It gets you, get your juices flowing.
Yeah, this is competition at the highest level, and you know, this is what the NFL is really all about. It'll be a very, very competitive situation. We'll need to be at our best.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question from the week, and it comes from at Boston D Party 32. Wants to talk about Le'Veon Bell. How important defensively is gap control when you have the type of style that Bell runs with, where it's the stop-go, maybe he's looking outside the cutback ability? How important is gap control?
Well, gap control is always important, and it's very important with Bell because he has such great vision and patience. We've got to be disciplined in all areas of the game, whether it's pass rush, run defense, pass coverage, you name it. Everybody's going to have to hold up in their area of responsibility. We can't double everybody. Somebody's going to have to hold up in their one-on-one matchups, and that's what it'll come down to. So, they're tough matchups, but we're playing a good team.
All right, great answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter. Get on social media, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Speaking of Bell, a lot in the Bell Strader with him?
Yeah, we'll see Bell.
All right, good stuff right there. More Patriots All Access back right after this. Then we're going to have the Bell Strader later in the show.
Coming up on All Access.
The Patriots front office tree has sprouted some impressive branches.
Coach Belichick. Learned a lot from him in discussions and just watching how he went daily about running the football team.
And later, find out who has Coach Belichick's attention on the Bellastrator.
You know, that's Bell. It's not a mismatch. He's catching the ball on one of the starting DBs.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Never forget the first day of work that I had there. Went in there for off-season OTAs, and Mr. Kraft walked over to me and introduced himself, knew who I was, said, "Congratulations, you're about to embark on something special here." And he was right.
That was Jason Light, former director of player personnel here in New England, and now general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Light is one of seven executives around the NFL who have graduated from the Patriots draft room to help run their own franchises. We caught up with three to get their perspective on growing up a Patriot and branching out.
Okay. This guy seemed like a tough guy.
We didn't have an issue with that. I just wish he was a little bit more humble.
The attention to detail that I learned in New England is probably one of the biggest core beliefs. Because I think in this league, if you pay attention to the small details, usually that ends up to bigger and greater results.
Tell football is pretty important to this kid.
You know, I learned a lot about how to build a team as I was able to kind of climb the ladder there in the personnel ranks with New England. Mr. Kraft was very good to me. Coach Belichick learned a lot from him in discussions and just watching how he went daily about running the football team. Scott Pioli, Jason Light, Nick Caserio is a close friend of mine. Thomas Dimitroff, Bob Quinn, who's now with the Lions. All of those guys, you know, we learned from each other. There was a lot of dialogue back and forth about building winning football team.
It's become cliche, but it's about the team. It's about building the team, not necessarily collecting talent. And it's about the right 53, not the most talented. It's just everything from building your draft board, how you evaluate players, how you value players, all stems from my years with New England.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that have branched out of that scouting department. It's a really good group of guys, just good guys, and like I said, really smart football guys, and it's good to have that network when, you know, you're going through the draft process or free agency, you're trying to maybe, you know, consummate a trade.
You know, see the success that a lot of my ex-colleagues had. You know, those guys really, you know, instilled some of these core beliefs that we're talking about in all of us, not just me. And I think when you look across the league and you see the rosters that, you know, each of us are trying to build, you kind of see little snippets of what we learned in New England.
Yeah, I would say the one thing about all of us that was kind of instilled in us there was no matter what our role, the level of expectation to do the best you could in your role, that was a, you know, that was premium on the level of importance for Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and we all never wanted to let those two guys down.
I'm happy that they've gotten an opportunity that they've worked hard for and they deserve. You know, a lot of long hours and made a lot of sacrifices for the New England Patriots. And so for them to have an opportunity to advance their professional career, yeah, I'm very happy.
I have a sense of pride any time I see somebody from the Patriots in general. Saw Mr. Kraft. He's almost like a father that may be a, that, you know, he's more like an uncle. But it's you feel like he makes you feel like you're a part of his family.
You know, I think we took a picture a couple years ago, all out at the owners' meetings. It's good to just kind of catch up and kind of relive old times that we had there at Gillette, and had a lot of success, won a lot of football games there with those football teams.
You're around everybody so much that you become part of their family. They become a part of yours. So when you see guys all have success at their respected clubs, and you know, you know, it kind of reinforces the fact that you have been a part of something special.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4 a.m. Zoe. We're cold.
Yeah, it's December football, man.
So
my
nice
favorite.
And,
all right,
so
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, come on, let's go. Pittsburgh
right.
Steelers yep. coming off a loss. Have to do a better job offensive
what,
line. Right?
What has to change last year from Pittsburgh to this year? What did they talk about?
Well,
Keith
listen,
Butler.
They said there. Keith Butler, defensive coordinator, said they can't just play zone. They got to attack Brady. And where does
so
Brady
move.
Have the biggest issue? Well,
the
down in the middle, right?
In the middle.
Between the guards and the center.
Look what happened in Miami. In the middle. So
yeah,
I'll be the rusher. What's going to happen here?
So if I'm tuning right, one of the biggest issues I have, I always see, is when a guy stunts down, offensive guards or linemen, they turn their shoulders. They get baited into committing to blocking this guy when they know that somebody else.
Yeah, or I pull him like this to bring another guy through.
And you know somebody else is coming around. So the most important thing is for all these guys is when you see a stunt going down, keep your shoulders square. Pass it off with one hand, but keep your eyes. Because when one guy leaves,
he's
going to
pass him in. I'm going to pass this way. We want to wall off the pocket to keep Brady upright.
I tell you what, another issue that they're going to have, and this is what the Steelers will do, is they will bring pressure from depth, linebacker pressure.
Secondary.
Same stunt that we just saw. Guy goes down, you turn your shoulders. The linebacker is watching. And they come as soon as you turn your shoulders. The same rules apply. He comes down, you stay square, nothing comes. You know somebody's coming from depth. You got to be ready
you
for it.
You ever played any big games
Oh, I love it. They get the towel out. They start bringing it around.
Towels. Terrible towels.
Time now for the Opponent Spotlight, brought to you by GEICO.
The Patriots travel to Pittsburgh this weekend for what is perhaps the most anticipated game of the regular season. The Steelers boast one of the best offenses in the NFL, and it's anchored by MVP candidate Antonio Brown. Brown's had quite the year. He's leading the league in receptions and receiving yards. But it's not just Brown. It's Le'Veon Bell. It's Ben Roethlisberger. That trio will keep the Patriots' defense busy on Sunday.
He deserves to be an MVP candidate, if not the MVP. I mean, the first wide receiver to get it, I don't know anyone more deserving. I'm happy and proud to be a part of it and to do my little part because it's so much fun to watch and be special.
This is obviously a game that a lot of people, even before the season started and the record was out, people probably circled on their calendars, you know. So going against, you know, the Patriots, it's a team that's always in the hunt of a Super Bowl.
That's all from the Steelers' perspective. We'll send it over to the studio with Scott Zolak and the Bellastrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellastrator. A lot of weapons on this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, Coach, starting with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, it's a good place to start. Bell does a really great job. He's got great patience as a runner, and this is kind of a typical Bell run where he starts into the line and just sees the whole thing, sees where some space opens up, and this is a really a good example right here of how the Steelers know who the back is, and they do a great job of finishing their blocks. And so this is Hubbard right here, number 74 on Williams, and as Bell starts back into the line and Williams starts to fall back into that gap, then Hubbard just takes his momentum and it just pushes him right past the line of scrimmage, and now Bell ends up taking it outside and getting around the corner for a touchdown. So it's Bell, but it's also these guys up front knowing the running back, knowing his style, and just if they just stay on their block and just, you know, keep pressure on the defender so he isn't free to go tackle the runner, then eventually, like here, Le'Veon can skip outside. So he gets the ball right here. There's space there. There's space here. You know, why does he go here instead of there? But, you know, that's why he's a great runner. And then as he starts to move here, as Williams falls back, then Hubbard just presses him into the line of scrimmage, and, you know, Pierce can't quite get off and make the play. It's a touchdown. So everybody's at the point of attack. Everybody's got to do a good job, and their offensive line is does an excellent job of finishing their blocks.
All right, so there he is on the inside, and this is part of, you know, nice thing with your backs, your ability to flex them out, and this is where you cause problems.
Right, and you think about, well, they put Bell outside to get a mismatch on a linebacker. That usually isn't the case, actually. This guy's such a good receiver that, you know, everybody's going to put a pretty good defender on him. This is Jefferson, their starting strong safety. And, you know, that's Bell. It's not a mismatch. He's catching the ball on one of their starting DBs. Then after the catch, that's Mosley and Weddle. Again, two good football players.
Two best tacklers.
And he runs right through them and walks into the end zone. So, again, a very, very talented player, both running the ball, catching it after the catch, and he's good in blitz pickup, and he's a big, strong guy, can make yards on the goal line.
All right, Coach, they do have a new rookie, number 19, Juju Smith-Schuster, and he plays a lot in the slot, right?
He does, and this is such an explosive offense. They have a lot of good players, a lot of explosive players, and this really highlights it in the Detroit game. It's 13-12. Pittsburgh's up by a point at the end of the third quarter. It's third down and 9 on the 3. So it looks like Detroit's going to get the ball back in good field position, down by 1, chance to go ahead in the fourth quarter. And it all changes on this play. So Smith in the slot. The Lions are playing man under, 2 deep. So they're the 2 deep safeties. Smith takes the outside release, runs the middle read. And it just runs away from all 3 guys.
It's a heck of a throw, of those safeties. I know, it's a great route. That's one heck of a throw, too.
Sure is.
Yeah.
But that's really what you're dealing with the Steelers. Literally, they can score from any spot on the field. They have such an explosive team. It's not just Brown and Bell. It's certainly those 2 guys, but there's a lot of other guys, too. Bryant, Smith, McDonald, James. You can go right down the line.
All right, great spot, great atmosphere. 425 kick, national TV. Go get them, Coach.
Yeah, home game for you.
Yeah, home game for me. No, nothing's home. I'm a New Englander now. There you go. There's your Bellastrator with this guy. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Over the past 3 years, the Kraft family and the New England Patriots Foundation have teamed with the Empowerment Plan to help those less fortunate. The Empowerment Plan employs homeless individuals and trains them to create unique winter coats for individuals with either no or limited shelter during the cold winter months. These coats convert into an easily transportable sleeping bag.
Patriots fans, this year you have the opportunity to join us in our mission to spread warmth during the upcoming cold months to those in our community who need it.
This year, we will once again support the program, and we're inviting Patriots fans to join us in this worthwhile effort. If you're interested in supporting this effort, please visit patriots.com/empowerment plan.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Back with our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Getting Gronk back, what does that do for this football team? Because when they didn't have Gronk and they didn't have Edelman, it was a disaster.
Yeah, and I do think he is the X factor. And I know that it's a combination of the two, but for me, it's more about Gronk because he's a matchup nightmare for absolutely every team. I think he changes the whole dynamic of the offense.
I was a little surprised they didn't have more success without Gronkowski in the game against the Dolphins because I still think they have a lot of offensive weapons. But the numbers are the numbers, Steve. And without Edelman and Gronkowski, the offense isn't as efficient as it normally would be. I guess that's not a huge surprise given how, you know, talented those two players are. But obviously, Gronkowski will make a huge difference. And I think it goes back to Brady, who we talked about at the top of the show. His comfort level is much higher when he knows he has that security blanket in the middle of the field.
Well, let's talk big picture now. What does that loss in Miami mean? And is this now a must-win going into Pittsburgh?
You know, I think ultimately it has been a must-win if you want to get everything you want. You want to get that number one seed. You want to get home field throughout. Nothing has really changed. You needed to win that game. What the loss does, Mike, is it brings in the bye. It puts the bye in peril.
I'm going with the no, it's not a must win. Here's what needs to happen. You need to get healthy. You need to get some of these players back. And you need to just try to reverse the trend of what we saw Monday night. So I think they can go into Pittsburgh and lose a game. And even if they play well, that's okay. And even if you have to play on wild card weekend, which, quite frankly, we're not used to seeing around here in New England, that's not the worst thing, Steve. You know, there have been other years where they've had the bye and come out and not look that sharp. I think the bye would obviously help them. They're hurt. They're banged up, right? But I don't think it's necessarily a must-have. And they can lose, and Jacksonville can still lose, and they could still get the bye.
Jacksonville could lose, but sure, you guys would say this is a must-win.
Yeah, see, I'm a little bit more in the must-win category than Mike.
Yeah, I thought for sure you'd say
I don't have anywhere near the same faith coming out of wild card weekend to get to the Super Bowl as I would, you know, with a bye.
What about the confidence of this football team right now? A couple weeks ago, and the fans, for that matter, fans aren't playing, but a couple weeks ago, we thought, okay, the Patriots go into Pittsburgh and pretty much take care of Pittsburgh. Where's the confidence with the players now?
Yeah, the confidence was really, really high. Even on, you know, Monday afternoon, there was a lot of snickering about yet another, you know, ridiculously close win for Pittsburgh. You know, having to rally, and these they just keep pulling these wins out of their butts, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. And then all of a sudden, the Patriots weren't able to get a win at all.
Right.
And I think that sort of changed the mindset. But again, I do feel like, you know, we talked about it at the top. It's kind of one game right now. I'm with Mike. There's no need to panic here. There's just a need to sort of get healthy and get playing better football, get back to playing the football that they had been playing for the 2 months prior.
Well, I think the Patriots are confident, and the way they go about things is it's 1 week. You put the last one behind them and you move on. No matter what, whether you win eight in a row or whether you lose one. So I'm not worried about the team's collective confidence, and they have a lot of talented players and good coaching staff in that room, and you can have a bad day, you know, which I think they had Monday against Miami. If you want to talk about confidence of maybe the fans following the team, you know, I think that's obviously shaken because you're not used to seeing what you saw Monday night.
How about the history between these two teams? Patriots have pretty much done very well against Pittsburgh Steelers. Brady's pretty much owned them, whether it's been here at Gillette Stadium or in Pittsburgh for that matter.
I totally agree, Steve. And that's where my confidence remains because I do look at I know that Bill Belichick tells us all the time, Mike, that none of that matters. Positively or negatively. Well, we talked about it in a negative fashion last week. The Patriots don't play well in Miami, and we sort of just blew that off. Brady is 7-8 in Miami. Well, now we're 7-9 in Miami. The opposite's true here. I have a lot of faith in Tom Brady playing against Pittsburgh. I have even more faith with Bill Belichick matching wits with Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, all fair. I think the one thing I look at with the history is in Pittsburgh, there's not a lot of it, you know, in the last decade. Some of the Patriots' great wins there were 0-1, 0-4, you know, and AFC title games. And so the recent history, I mean, you're talking about a game in Pittsburgh against Landry Jones, not Ben Roethlisberger, you know. So I think I look at the history that way. I don't think it's going to be a big factor in this one. And I think the way the Steelers are approaching it and sort of talking about doing things differently is interesting. That's the part of the history that maybe stands out to me the most.
Prediction time.
Yeah, I'm going to go with history. I'm going to go against my buddy. Mike doesn't like the history, and he's right when he says that there haven't been a lot of games. But I think Belichick is going to come up with something here that Mike Tomlin is not going to be ready for, and that's ultimately the difference. They have a lot of faith in this coaching staff's ability to turn the page. I don't think it'll be easy. I think it's going to be a really tough environment, and I think Pittsburgh will score points. I'm going to go 33-27, New England.
So it's heart versus head, Steve, you know, because I think the heart tells me you don't go against Tom Brady going back-to-back games playing like that in Belichick. And then it's the head saying, you know, the Steelers are at home. That offense with Le'Veon Bell and, you know, Brown, I mean, Roethlisberger, I worry how the Patriots are going to have a plan to slow them down. In the end, I'll go with the head, and I'll say it's the home team, the Steelers, and they'll find a way because it's different playing Ben Roethlisberger than Landry Jones. So I'll go Steelers 34-31.
All right, guys.
All right, Steve.
Thank you very much. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.